Hello and welcome to the Lawn Hustle. I am your host, Andy Wilson. I own and operate professional lawn maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana. I was scrolling through a Facebook group that I belong to, and there was a post with a couple of pictures of a property that was overgrown. The grass and the weeds was out of control. The individual that posted these pictures said he quoted the potential customer $160. The potential customer said, "That's too much. I'll pay you $100. So this company dropped their price from $160, which I thought was low, down to $100. I'm really confused as to how this company made a profit on this job. If you could see the pictures, you would understand why I say that. It was out of control. I know they had to have spent a good part of their day there on that location. I am also 100% sure that this potential customer would not go through McDonald's drive-thru and order a Big Mac meal large with a Diet Coke. And when she got up to the window to pay, I'm 100% sure she would not say, "Your price is too high. I'm only going to pay you $5.50. I'm sure she doesn't go to the grocery store, buy her weekly groceries, and when everything is rung up and the cashier says, "Your bill's $375. I'm sure she doesn't say, "Well, that's just too much. I'm not paying that. That's outrageous. I'll pay you $175. If they won't negotiate with McDonald's or their local grocery store or their local electricity company or their gas company, why do people think they can negotiate with their lawn care service? We have expenses. We have budgets. We have payrolls to make. And as a lawn care business, you have to know your self-worth. You have to know your value, and you have to know that your services demand the price that you say. Do not allow anybody to try and negotiate with you on your price. If it's a $75 yard to mow, trim, and blow, that doesn't mean I'll do it for $60. That doesn't mean I'll do it for $70. It's $75. You have to know your numbers. I tease people and say it costs me $200 to $300 every day to wake up. Once I gas up the truck, gas up the equipment, I make sure everything has been serviced and maintained. I pay the lease payment on the shop, the electric bill at the shop. I have my employees to pay for their daily wages. So you cannot negotiate. You cannot say, well, it's really an $80 property, but because you're nice, I'll do it for $70. Or because you're a co-worker to Aunt Susie or Uncle Johnny, I'll do it for $50 because you know my family. If you want to turn a profit on your P&L statement, you have to stick to your price. You have to know your numbers, and you have to be determined that you are going to be firm but consistent. In lawn care, we typically set our prices based on our cost, our services, and the competitive market in your area, wherever you are. My market could be lower than some, and it can be higher than some. It's up to me to figure out the competitive price in my market and set my price accordingly. I tell my customers, if you want cheap, that's not me. Because cheap is not good, and good is not cheap. I've also told some customers, if you want the cheapest guy in town, you probably shouldn't have called me, because I'm not the cheapest. But I promise you, if I tell you it's a $100 job, you're going to get $100 worth of effort. When you know your price and you maintain consistency across all of your clients, it ensures fairness and it avoids discrepancy. You don't want to charge one customer $65 and another customer for the same size yard $85. If it's the same level of difficulty to maintain that property, meaning you spend about the same amount of time trimming, the same amount of time blowing, and it takes you the same amount of time to mow. Don't offer this person favors and charge this person a higher rate. Set your rate and be consistent. It's $65 here and $65 there. Now, I understand there could be properties that are about the same size, but this one over here has a lot of obstacles, flower beds, bird baths, bird feeders, a lot of junk in the yard that you have to trim around. Yes, you should charge that person more because there's more trimming. There's more time involved. And time is money. Lawn care involves a lot of expenses. labor, equipment. Have you seen the price of new mowers, new blowers, new trimmers, new hedge trimmers? Everything is expensive. And you have to factor that into your price. And because everything is so expensive, it leaves no room for negotiation. Lawn care is competitive. Your customers or potential customers might feel like your price is too high. And because there's so much competition, they can call the next guy and they can find Chuck in the truck or Dan in the van, the $20 guy. And I promise you, most of the time, those clients will expect a $75 job for 30 bucks. They'd probably be the first ones to complain or the first ones to point out, well, you missed this weed, or you didn't edge this, or you didn't trim there, or you didn't do this. There was a blade of grass left on my sidewalk. Make sure you blow off my porch. I just really don't think you want to frustrate yourself with those type of customers. Know who your ideal customer is. Know who it is that you would like to work for. And if you tell them it's going to be a $75 job, you give them a $75 effort. Everything that you do, you give it your best. Because it is competitive. And if they don't like you, they don't like the job you've done, they don't like your price, they can always call somebody else and find somebody to do it cheaper. But remember, cheaper doesn't mean better. Your service should always reflect your price. Let me say that again. Your service should always reflect your price. In other words, when you mow, trim, and blow, and you give them a price of $75, then they ought to feel like they got $75 worth of value out of your service. I have made up my mind next year. I'm not going to drop my gate for a $25 yard or a $30 yard. Or a $45 yard. I know where I am. I know where my profit, where I want it to be. And I'm simply not going to lower my price. As a matter of fact, I'm fixing to send out a letter to all of my clients. I'm raising my prices. 5% across the board. And if I lose 5%, I'm still making 5% more with the 95% that stays. If you want to be profitable, you have to know what it takes to run your business, you have to know what it takes on each job to make a profit, and you must know what is your goal financially. And if what you're charging isn't going to reach it, you got to raise it. A lot of lawn care companies, they run their business on a relatively thin profit. Why isn't it okay to raise your price? Your gas has increased. Your groceries has increased. Everything has gone up. Why should anyone expect lawn care services not to increase their price? You can't stay where you are when everything else is going up, or you're going to go out of business. So raise your price. Be firm in your price. Be fair in your price. Be consistent in your price. And don't allow a customer or a potential customer to negotiate your price. That man that posted in Facebook thought he should have made $160. He got down to $100. I don't see how he made a profit. I don't see how he did the job for that price. This is the Lawn Hustle. I hope you have found value in this podcast. If you would like to support this show, go to rss.com. Hit the donate button. If you listen on Apple Podcast, write us a nice review and leave us a 5-star rating. If you listen on Spotify, under the show, leave us a comment. What that does, it boosts the algorithm to show or play our show to more listeners. Yes, there's an algorithm with podcast, unfortunately. But if you would do those things, it would really help our show to be pushed out to more listeners. And I would appreciate it. I thank you for listening. Let me remind you quickly, I am a throat cancer survivor. If you want to hear my story, go back to episode number 1 and listen to Cancer Did Not Win. Until we talk again, I hope you have a blessed week, a profitable week, and I wish you nothing but success.